我们唱一下那副歌。Okay,
I think everybody can memorize that.
我想每个人都可以记住。
1, 2, 3. I love thee, O I love thee. Every hour I love thee. Oh, blessed be thou my Savior. I adore thee.
May this be our prayer this morning.
愿这一个副歌成为我们今天早晨的祷告。
Okay, before we start, let's turn our Bible to Matthew chapter 4.
在我们开始之前，我们先翻到新约圣经马太福音第四章。
Matthew chapter 4, verse 1 to 10.
马太福音第四章第一节到第十节。
I'll read it first in English, then our brother will lead you in reading it in Chinese.
我们用英文和中文一起来念。
Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil.
当时耶稣被圣灵引到旷野受魔鬼的试探。
And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward hungry.
他禁食40昼夜,后来就饿了。
And when the tempter came to him, he said, If thou be of God, command that these stones be made bread.
那试探人进前来对他说,你是神的儿子,可以吩咐这些石头变成食物。Verse
4, But he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God.
耶稣却回答说,经上记着说,人活着不是单靠食物,乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city and set him on a pinnacle of the temple.
魔鬼就带他进了圣城,叫他站在殿顶上。
And said unto him, If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, He shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone.
对他说,你若是神的儿子,可以跳下去,因为经上记着说,主要为你吩咐他的使者用手托着你,免得你的脚碰在石头上。Verse
7, And he said, It is written, again, thou tempt the Lord thy God.
耶稣对他说,经上又记着说,不可试探主你的神。Again
the devil taken him up into an exceeding high mountain, and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them.
魔鬼又带他上了一座最高的山, 将世上的万国与万国的荣华都指给他看。
And verse 9, And he said unto him, All these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me.
对他说, 你若服服拜我, 我就把这一切都赐给你。
Verse 10, Then Jesus said unto him, Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve.
耶稣说,撒旦退去吧,因为经上记着说,当拜主你的神,单要侍奉他。
Verse 11, Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him.
魔鬼离了耶稣,有天使来伺候他。
Another verse in James chapter 2.
新约的雅各书,
James chapter 2, verse 12 to 13. 12 to 15.
第二章吗? 第二章。
Oh, verse 1, chapter 1.
第一章,12节到第15节。
Okay. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him.
忍受试探的人是有福的, 因为他经过试验以后, 必得生命的冠冕, 这是主应许给那些爱他之人的。
Verse 13, Let no man say that he is tempted. I am tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempted he any man.
人被试探不可说, 我是被神试探, 因为神不能被恶试探, 他也不能试探人。
Verse 14, But man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed.
但个人被试探乃是被自己的私欲牵引惑的。
Verse 15, Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death.
私欲既怀了胎，就生出罪来，罪既长成，就生出死来。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, this morning, as we come before thy word once again,
今天早晨，当我们来到主话语面前的时候，
Lord, we want to say to you, Lord, we need you.
我们说主啊我们需要你
especially when we are fellowshipping concerning your word
特别是当我们在交通你自己话语的时候
Lord grant us that revelation from above
愿你从上面赐给我们启示
so that we might see you in your word
我们愿在你的话中来遇见你
Lord we just commit this meeting into your hand
我们把这个聚集交在你的手中
speak in our hearts speak through us
我们求主你向我们的心说话也借着我们来说话
In Jesus name we pray
靠主耶稣基督祷告 Amen
Last time I shared with you in trials
上一次我和弟兄姊妹交通到试炼
Today I want to share with you concerning temptation
这一次我和你们交通试探
A lot of Christians thought that trials and temptation are both the same thing
很多的神的儿女以为试验试炼和试探是一件事情
They always use these two words together like trials and temptation
他们常常把试炼和试探常常放在一起
Yet when we look clearly in the Bible closely to the Bible
但是我们如果仔细来读圣经的时候
We know that these two things are separate things
我们发现这两件事是分开的
These two trials and temptation are separate matters
这试炼和试探是不同的
Came from different sources
是从两个不同的源头来的
And had no objectives
是两个不同的事物
Trials came from God
试炼是从神来的
With an positive objective
是非常有积极的
Temptation came from the devil
这个试探是从魔鬼而来
With a negative objective
是消极的目的
Last time I shared with you concerning trials
上一次我和弟兄姊妹交通到试炼
And we have covered about 8 factors concerning trials
我们交通到七个因素关乎到这个题目
why we need to give thanks in the midst of trials
在我们试炼的时候我们需要感恩
maybe let's give ahead a quick review
我们可以把上一次很快的复习一下
through the word of God we see trials came because of sin
我们知道这个试炼实在说来因着人的罪而有
according to God's vocabulary before man's sin there is no such thing as sickness or death
在神的这个里面实在说来在人犯罪之前没有罪和死
Everything is just perfect.
所有的事都是完美的
That even when God created man, he said it is very good.
当神造人的时候说非常的好
When sin came in,
但是当罪进来的时候
But when man give in to
当人在那里自己的情欲所引诱的时候
He brought in a curse.
就把那个咒诅带进来
Separate us from God.
就把我们和神分开了
There's a lot of problems in our body.
所以就在我们身体里产生许多的难处
And even the whole creation is starting to corrupt.
就是整个的万有因着人犯罪都开始败坏了
This is the curse of sin.
这就是罪带来的咒诅
Secondly, trials also come to us because it is a discipline from God.
这个是第二方面，这个试炼临到我们乃是神的管教。
People thought that when there is some trials, it is because God doesn't love me anymore.
有的时候我们在试炼里面，我们觉着神不再爱我们。
That is altogether a wrong concept.
这实在是一个错误的观念。
It is rather because God loves us so much that He doesn't want us to get away with sin.
这正是神爱我们，他盼望我们能够脱离罪。
That through these trials.Bring us back to him.
就借着这些的事把我们带回归给他。
To restore us back to the original position which God intended to be.
又把我们带回到神起初定定我们所应有的那个地位里面。
Trials came because God wants us to be dependent of him.
这些试炼让我们能够来倚靠神。
At other times when things go so smoothly,
很多时候我们环境顺利的时候
there is always a possibility that we forget God.
有的时候我们就会忘记神。
So such an extent we thought that it is because of our ability that we are able to make life smooth.
好像是我们自己的能力使我们的生活感是这样的平顺。
Therefore, when God brings in trials,
所以神就把我们放在试炼当中。
Reminds us that we need to turn back to Him.
他来提醒我们需要来倚靠他。实在说来，都是因着他的怜悯，我们今天能够站在这里。实在说来，我们的好处都不在主以外。
Trials came because God wants to perfect us.
实在说来，这些试炼乃是神要来成全我们。
Oh, there is a lot of things that in us that need to be dealt with.
我们里面有太多的地方需要神来过
rough and edges that need to be cut off.
很多的这个老的地方需要神来把它切下去
Therefore, through trials, try to what mold us.
所以神借着试炼就来使我们改变
That causes us to be more perfect.
让我们能够被成全
That one day we will be more like Jesus.
让我们能够像我们的主
That's why the Bible says that we might be conformed to the image of His Son.
就好像圣经所说，我们都被磨成神儿子的形象。
Trials came that we might learn also patience.
让我们在试炼中也能够学习忍耐。
A lot of times we don't have a patience.
很多时候我们失去忍耐。
Every time when troubles came, we prayed and expect God to immediately give us a result or a solution.
有的时候我们在这个难处当中，我们何等巴望神立刻给我们一些答案和解决的办法。
And sometimes God did really give us a solution.
是的，神要给我们解决的办法。
But sometimes God tried to prolong.
但是神很多的时候迟延。
For the purpose that we might learn patience.
就为了让我们学习忍耐。
Because real patience is no matter how long it takes, we seek God.
这个真实的忍耐，就是无论在怎样的境遇、怎样长久的苦难当中，我们仍然能够信靠他。
Well, what is real faith?
什么是真正的信心呢
？Real faith is not to accept what we want from God.
真实的信心不是我们来接受我们所要从神得到的
But we receive what God gives.
乃是我们来接受神所赐给我们的
Praise the Lord.
赞美我们的神
Through trials we learn patience.
经过这样的试炼我们就得着了忍耐
Through trials also we might serve the brother and sister more effectively.
我们借着试炼就可以更有效的来侍奉我们的弟兄姊妹
A lot of times we didn't go through trials.It seems that there is no impact in our service.
好像没经过试炼，我们的侍奉就没有任何的影响的能力。
As Paul said in Second Corinthians chapter 1,
在哥林多后书前书第二章里面告诉我们，在哥林多后书第一章就告诉我们
said that we are comforted by God trials.
我们在试炼中就从父得着安慰。
And that through this comfort.From God,
借着这从神而来的安慰
we will be able to comfort people who are all going through this trial.
我们就可以安慰那些一切在患难中的人
In other words, when we go through trials,
所以换句话说，当我们在经过试炼的时候
and when we experience God in these trials,
我们在这些试炼中经历到神
then we will be able to serve and minister brothers and sisters
然后我们就可以非常有效的来服侍我们的弟兄姊妹
Trials came also that we might glory God.
在试炼中我们可以来荣耀神
We see there are a lot of examples in the Bible.
我们在圣经里看见许多这样的见证
But in the midst of all these trials,
在这所有的试炼当中
People, these brothers and sisters, instead of complaining,
他们不仅不在那里抱怨
They take this opportunity to glorify God in their bodies.
他们乃是借着这样的机会在他们的肉身上来彰显神的荣耀
It's not because the trial is easy.
并不是说这些试炼是那样的容易
But they are able to witness.
乃是他们能够再做一个见证
There is a God within me.
乃是神在他们的里面
That through him I will able to overcome and continue to overcome.
在借着他我们不仅能够得胜而且还能够再得胜
Lastly,
最后
through trials we were able to know what is the will of God.
借着试炼我们可以认识神的旨意
Sometimes we doesn't really understand what God is doing.
我们有的时候不大了解神到底在做什么。
But Isaiah 55 verse 8 and 9 says,
在以赛亚书 55章那里告诉我们
His thoughts are higher than our thoughts.
他的意念高过我们的意念
His ways are higher than our ways.
他的道路高过我们的道路
Maybe today we might not understand what God is doing.
也许你现在不晓得神在做什么
But afterwards when you look back.
但是过一段时间当你回头看的时候
You see God's way is right.
你那个时候就发现神的道路确确实实是正确的道路。
These are the objective of God in giving us trials.
这是神要把这些试炼赐给我们的目的。
And we need to thank God for this.
我们要为试炼要感谢神。
That's why Ephesians says giving thanks always in all things.
所以在圣经里告诉我们，无论在什么样的环境里，我们都献上感恩。
Now let's talk about temptation.
然后现在我们就开始讲试探。
Temptation came from the enemy.
试探乃是从仇敌而来。
With one objective is to seduce us into sin.
只有一个目的就是让我们去犯罪。
Today when we talk about temptation,
当我们今天讲到试探的时候
we need to know where does temptation comes.
我们要知道这个试探从哪儿来。
And how does it came to us?
这个试探是怎么临到我们。
And how do we handle temptation?
我们怎样来面对这些的试探。
And the worldly people knows there is temptation.
我们知道人都知道有试探。
And they try to handle it.
他们试图去面对。
You know, the worldly people handle it in one way.
他们都是用一种的世俗的人用一种的方法来面对。
Just to give it in.
他们就是屈服。
Because they know that they cannot overcome.
他们知道他们胜不过。
So they just give it in.
他们就去
you know, I have a lot of, you know, mates.
我有许多的同事。
They have problems with their so-called moral issues.
他们有许多道德的问题。
And I said, why do you do that? You know it's wrong.
你为什么我就问他们说你为什么做这些你知道明明它是错的。
He said, I know it's wrong.
我知道这是错的。
But everybody's doing it.
但是每个人都这样做。
So since I cannot overcome it,
既然我胜不过
let's just join the crowd.
那么我们就和大家一同的同流合污好了。
So today temptation is not temptation to them.
那么好像现在这个试探在对他们来讲不再成为试探。
To them temptation is just a way of life.
好像试探就成为他们一种生活的方式。
Brothers and sisters, we need to be careful about this.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要留心。
There are a lot of temptation around us.
在我们周围有许多的试探。
A lot of things that have been done by majority of people.
很多的时候是大家都。一同都大家所行的。
But we should know we are a testimony of God.
我们要知道我们乃是神的见证。
Even if majority of these people are doing it,
虽然大多都这样的行。
We cannot fall into such temptation.
我们不能落到这样的试探的里面。
Because we are a light in this evil world.
我们在这个弯曲悖谬时代里面，我们乃是主的光。
We are the salt of the earth.
我们是世上的盐。
We should not give into such kind of temptation.
我们向着这样的试探不能够屈服。
Another way people try to handle temptation is try to fight it.
那么有些人他们面对这些试探他们试图的与他来征战
Let's fight it.
我们来与他相争
But the thing is, they fight it with their own ability.
他们乃是用自己的能力来相争
So every time they fight, they lose.
每一次他们相争的时候他们就失败
And again they fight and again they lose.
那么他们又相争他们又失败
Then the result is they just give up.
最后他们的结果就是他们完全放弃
Today we should not use the worldly means of fighting temptation
弟兄姊妹我们今天不能用这属世的方法来面对试探
Rather we should look into the Bible how the Lord handled temptation
我们看看圣经看看我们的主是怎样面对试探
Because if we use our own ways in temptation
如果我们用我们自己的方法来试探
Instead of the victor we become the victim
我们不仅不能得胜我们乃成为牺牲品
Instead of being overcoming, we are being overcome.
我们不仅不能得胜我们乃是被恶所胜
Today we should know temptation comes to every person.
我们要知道每一个人都会遇见试探
Let's read 1 Corinthians
我们念哥林多前书
Chapter 10
哥林多前书第十章
Verse 12 and 13.
第十二节和十三节
Wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall.
所以自以为站得稳的需要谨慎免得跌倒
For there hath no temptation taken you but such as common to men.
你们所遇见的试探无非是人所能受的
So God is faithful who will not suffer you to be tempted but you are able.
神是信实的，必不叫你们受旱过于所能受的。
With the temptation also make a way of escape that you might be able to bear it.
在受试探的时候，总要给你们开一条出路，叫你们能忍受得住。
In other words, temptation can come to every person.
换句话说，试探会临到每一个人。
It came to our Lord Jesus.
甚至临到我们的主。
If the Lord Jesus is tempted, so much more we can be tempted.
如果我们的主都遇见试探，何况我们呢？
In other words, we are not exempted from any kind of temptation.
我们并没有从这试探，神并没有让我们不受试探。
And when we read through the Bible,
当我们来读圣经的时候
，Moses was tempted.
摩西被试探。
He is so-called the friend of God, but he is tempted.
他是神的朋友，但是他遇见试探。
King David was tempted.
大卫王也被试探。
He is called the what? A man after own heart.
他是合神心意的人。
Elijah was tempted.
以利亚也被试探。
The most powerful prophet in the Old Testament.
那么在旧约里，他是最有能力的先知。
So if you feel that after you become a Christian, you are exempted from temptation, then that is a wrong concept.
弟兄姊妹，如果你觉得你成为神的儿女以后，你就免除了一切的试探，这是错误的观念。
For temptation can come on any person.
试探实在说来会临到任何一个人。
And it also can come at any time.
而且它在任何的时候都有可能临到我们。
When we read the chapter 4 of Matthew.
当我们读马太第四章的时候
，It says the Holy Spirit brought the Lord into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil.
那么这里说到圣灵引我们的主到旷野受魔鬼的试探。
But before chapter 4,
但是在第四章之前
we know that there is a wonderful thing that happened.
我们知道那里有一个非常美妙的事发生了。
The Lord Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist on the River Jordan.
我们的主在约旦河里受施洗约翰的洗。
After he raised up from the
当他从水里上来的时候
the heaven opened,
天为他开了。
And the Father said, "It's my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased."
说这是我的爱子，是我所喜悦的。
And not only that, the Holy Spirit like a dove descended upon him.
而且这个圣灵好像鸽子一样就降在他的身上。
It's such a wonderful experience.
这实在是太美好的经历。
But immediately when chapter 4 came, the Lord was tempted by the devil.
那么你发现一进到第四章我们就马上就被魔鬼所试探
sisters, temptation can come at any time.
试探弟兄姊妹会在任何时候临到我们
If we look through our experience,
如果我们在经历的当中
After we have heard the word of the Lord
当我们听到主话的时候
After we have the Lord's table and we enjoy God's presence
当我们在薄饼聚会里享受主同在的时候
Afterwards we can say that we are starting to be tempted
那么好像刚刚经过这样的光景我们就会受到试探
Somehow I talk about patience
有的
Sometimes I talk about patience
有的时候我讲到这个忍耐
I talk about being be conformed to the image of his son
有的时候我讲到磨成狮子的形象
After that place then when I go home then I'm tempted
那么当我讲到这样的信息之后我回到家里我就受试探
Sometimes my boy will do such things that make you so mad
那么有的时候这个你家里的人会让你感到非常的这个非常难过
It seems the enemy will say you are conformed to the image of your son of God's son
好像魔鬼在说算了吧你还要磨成神儿子形象吗
Brother and sister we know temptation is always there
弟兄姊妹我们要知道这个试探随时都在那里
It can happen at any time
它可以随时都发生。
Remember when Moses just used by God to open up the Red Sea?
我们还记得当摩西在神面前把红海分开的时候
，and caused the Israelites to cross through the Red Sea.
那么以色列人就从红海经过
，and through that they drowned the Egyptian army.
那么这个埃及的军队就被淹死在红海的当中。
And they are on the other side praising the Lord.
他们在另外一岸在那里赞美神
immediately, the next,
立刻
afterwards they are tempted.
马上他们就受到试探
Moses was tempted because the Israelites are complaining
摩西受到试探因为以色列人在那里抱怨
As there is no water here
我们没有水
Do you want us to die of thirst?
你难道要把我们渴死吗
You know, one time the Lord brought Moses to Mount Sinai
有一次神把摩西带到了西乃山上
But to receive that Ten Commandments.
他 拿到那个神给的十诫。
For on that mountain he what? The Lord for 40 days he stand at the presence of the Lord.
他在那里四十昼夜站在神的同在面前。
When he came down, the glory of the Lord just shined forth from him.
从当他从山上下来的时候，他的面皮都发光。
To such an extent, he need to put a piece of cloth to cover his face.
到了一个地步，他需要拿一块布来遮盖他的脸。
But when he came down from the mountain,
当他到了山下以后，
he heard a lot of singing and rejoicing.
他听到底下有许多欢喜快乐的声音。
Not because they are worshiping God.
并不是因为他们在那里神。
But Aaron and the children of Israel what make a golden calf.
亚利以色列人他们在那里做了一座金牛犊。
Brothers and sisters, this is another kind of temptation.
弟兄姊妹，这是另外一种的试探。
Brothers and sisters, we need to be careful about temptation.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要对试探留意。
When you see the case of Elijah.
我们看以利亚的故事的时候。
In the Bible, he says that after he killed all the priests of Baal.
当他把巴利的先知都杀死以后。
Proving in the front of all the children of Israel, the Lord, he is God.
他在那里宣告说，在以色列人面前，只有耶和华是神。
Through the altar that he built and the cap that he put upon the altar.
他把那个牛放在那个祭坛上面。
He prayed and the fire just came down from God and burned all the offerings.
当他祷告的时候，天就降下火来，把所有的祭牲都烧了。
Which is a proof that the Lord is living.
他告诉以色列百姓，我们的神是活神。
And all the children of Israel just bowed down and said, "The Lord, He is God."
那么以色列百姓都在那里屈膝说，耶和华是真神。
Immediately on the next chapter.
那么马上在下面。
When Elijah heard of the rumor that Jezebel was trying to
当以利亚听见说西别要来杀他的时候，
What did Elijah do? He tried to run away.
那么以利亚做什么呢？他就开始逃跑。
Brothers and sisters, we should be careful of temptation.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要留意试探。
It can come at any time.
他任何时候都有可能临到我们。
Number three, it can come at any place.
第三，他在任何一个地方都有可能有试探。
The Lord was tempted in the wilderness.
我们的主在旷野受试探。
Adam was tempted in the garden.
亚当在伊甸园里面受试探。
People had a kind of concept that if I hide myself in a mountain, then I will not be tempted.
有人想说，如果我把自己藏躲在山上面，我们就会躲去一切的试探。
Some people say I don't want to live in New York City because there's a lot of sin.
有人说我不愿意住在纽约，因为纽约充满了罪恶。
There's a lot of temptation in New York.
在纽约有许多的试探。
It's better to live in the province.
我们最好是住在乡下。
Get away from human civilization.
那么最好是和人开。
Do you think that you can run away from temptation?
你觉得你可以躲避试探？
Adam was tempted in the garden.
如果亚当在伊甸园里受试探，
you can also be tempted in the mountain.
你可以在深山的里面也可以受试探。
So we need to be careful about temptation.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要留意试探。
Temptation come from can go can happen to any person.
试探可以临到任何一个人，
can come at any time,
可以在任何时候临到我们，
can happen at any place,
可以在任何的地方都可以有试探，
and at any point of life,
在我们生命中的任何一个环节。
Let's turn to Hebrew.
让我们打开希伯来书，
Hebrew chapter 4 verse 15，
第四章，希伯来书第四章第十四节。
It says here, for we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like us we are, yet without sin.
在希伯来第四章第十五节，因我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他也曾是受过试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪。
The Lord Jesus are tempted in all points.
我们的主在一切的事，在凡事上都受过试探。
What do you mean by in all points?
那你是说什么意思？叫凡事上受过试探
？In other words, all the temptation that we have gone through.
在所有我们所经过的试探的里面
，The Lord already has gone through the temptation.
我们的主已经受过试探。
But the only difference that he won over the temptation.
但是与我们不一样的，他胜过了试探。
Now you will say, what do you mean by at all points?
那么你接着要问说，什么叫做凡事？
The First John chapter 2 verse 16 says.
在
First John
在约翰一书
chapter 2 verse 16
在第二章第十五节。
Yeah, let me read it to you.
我念一下。
First John chapter 2 verse 16.
约翰一书第二章第五节十六节
He says here, For all that is in the world, lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world.
因为凡世上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。
So what do you mean but in all points of?
那么你说什么叫做凡事呢？
It is the lust of the flesh.The lust of the eyes and the pride of life.
那是肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲。
If you try to categorize all the temptations we have gone through,
如果我们把这些所有的试探把它分类的话
，this is it equals to the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life.
就是这些眼目的情欲、肉体的情欲和今生的骄傲。
What is the lust of the flesh?
什么叫做肉体的情欲呢
？It is what we do to our body.
乃是我们为我们自己身体所做的。
You know, everything we do to our body, causing our body to sin, is the lust of the flesh.
我们为我们自己的肉体在那里安排的时候，我们犯罪，肉体的情欲。
For example, food.
我们的食物。
Food is the thing a God-given gift to us.
食物乃是神赐给我们的。
That we might continue to exist on this earth and for growth and to glorify Him.
我们可以借这些食物，有肉身的生存，让我们可以在地上来荣耀神。
But every time we abuse that God-given gift,
如果我们来乱用神所赐给我们这样的恩典
，we fall into what the so-called the lust of the flesh.
我们就落入这个肉体的情欲里面。
In the olden times, there are a group of people.
好像有一般的人。
They always have this kind of a celebration.
他们总是有这样的一种的活动。
They had a feast.
他们有一个节日。
All kinds of food is presented at the feast.
所有的食物都在那个节日里面摆出来。
And they start to eat.
他们就开始吃。
After they eat so much, they throw up.
那么他们吃太多了就吐出去。
Then after they throw up, they start to eat again.
他们吐出去以后接着吃。
Then they throw up again.
那么他们再吐出去。
This is so-called the lust of the flesh.
就是肉体的情欲。
Well, you might say, I don't do that.
我想，你说呢？我是从来不这么做的。
But parents say every time we eat too much.
弟兄姊妹，每一次你吃太多的时候
，we abuse our body.
我们就在那里，虐待我们的身体。
This we call lust of the flesh.
这就是肉体的情欲。
You know, there's a brother who said buffet.
那么我们知道，这个自助餐。
He translates 饱肥啊。
那么这个把肺的这个英文，你要直接翻出来就是饱肥。
保证会肥。
保证会肥。
So it's quite funny, right? Yeah, okay, buffet is a 保证会肥。
那么这个自助餐就是保证会肥。
Outwardly so funny, but really it's a lust of the flesh.
这虽然好像很可笑，但实在这就是肉体的情欲。
Our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit.
我们的身体乃是圣灵所住的殿。
It is what a God-given gift.
这是神所赐给我们的。
For the Holy Spirit to dwell in us.
是让圣灵来住在其
中。In order to take care of this body.
所以换句话说，我们需要来保养顾惜我们的身体。
But when we try to abuse this body by taking too much food,
当时我们借着许多的食物来毁坏体。
Then this is what called lust of the flesh.
这就叫做肉体的情欲。
How about a love relationship like marriage?
那么在婚姻里面的爱的关系呢
？This is also a God-given privilege.
这也是神给我们的特权。
God bless such an act of marriage.
神实在是祝福这样的婚姻。
That's why when he saw Adam, he said, "It is not good for man to be alone."
所以圣经上告诉我们说，那人独居不好。
He needed helpmate.
他需要一个人帮助他。
So through Adam came out Eve.
所以就从那个亚当里面，他就造出了夏娃。
Through that, he God have this first marriage.
所以神就成就了头一对的婚姻。
Marriage is blessed by God.
婚姻是神所祝福的。
But every time we go out of the boundary of marriage,
但是什么时候我们从婚姻的这一个界限里面出去的时候
，we sin against our body.
我们就开始得罪我们的身体。
This is what we call adultery. This is what we call fornication.
这就叫做淫乱。
But when husband try to love another person other than the wife, adultery.
那么当这个有之夫去爱其他的女人的时候，这就叫做淫乱。
When there is a wife loving another person rather other than his husband, this is adultery.
当妇人去爱在她丈夫以外的人的时候，这就叫做淫乱。
This is a sin against the flesh.
这就是得罪身体的罪。
This is a sin against God.
这就是得罪神的罪。
Every time we get out of God's boundary,
当我们从神的界限里面出去的时候
，two things that is against the body, this is the lust of the flesh.
不仅得罪我们的身体，而且这就是肉体的情欲。
Secondly, the lust of the eyes.
那么第二方面就是眼目的情欲。
As the body, the lust of the flesh is to do something to our body.
那么这个肉体的情欲是满足我们的身体。
But the lust of the eyes is what? To crave after something.
那么这个眼目的情欲好像就是恋慕一些事情。
God gave, has given us some portion.
神已经给我们我们应得的份。
And we need to be satisfied with it.
我们应该满足神的份。
The Bible tells us with food and clothing, we need to be content.
我们有衣有食就当。
But when we desire after things more than what God has given us.
如果我们里面盼望神在神以外神给我们东西的以外还要在那里盼望的话
This is the lust of the eyes.
这就是眼目的情欲
We always judge these children they are so greedy
我们有的时候说孩子们非常的这个 greedy 就是这个贪婪
give him one toy he still want another toy
那么你给他一个玩具他要第二个
When he go to school he saw somebody else have another kind of toy he still come home and said Father, I want another one.
当么他在学校里面看见别人有他自己没有的，回去就要叫父亲给他买。
It seems that the children is never satisfied.
好像这些孩子们从来都得不着满足。
But brothers, when we see our case,
弟兄姊妹，当我们看我们自己的时候
，a lot of times we fall into so-called the lust of the eyes.
很多的时候，我们就落到这一个眼目的情欲的试探里面。
The Lord gave us only already supplies with a car.
有的时候，神给我一辆车子。
We desire stop one more.
我们愿意再来一辆。
The Lord gave us.
当神给我们一个房子。
You want two-story house.
你盼望能够有二层楼的。
So such an extent, all these things consume our whole being.
好像这些事情就把我们整个人都占住
了。Or maybe it's not material things.
好像并不有的时候并不是这些物质的事情。
Maybe it's some position.
好像一些的职位。
To such an extent, we already forget what God is to us.
好像我们忘记神到底他的位置在哪里。
That's what the Bible tells us.
所以圣经告诉我们。
Love not the world, neither the things that is in the world. 不要爱世界。
你们不要爱世界。
Do not love.
不要爱世界上的事。
If anybody loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
当人爱世界的时候，爱父的心就不在他里面了。
When we love God, when we love something more than God.
当我们爱神以外任何的事情更多过于神的话
then we fall into the lust of the eyes
我们就落到眼目的情欲
we are sharing with the high schoolers concerning the book of Hosea
最近在和青人交通到何西阿书这卷书
I told them the first commandment
我告诉他们说头一个诫命
is to love the Lord your God with all your hearts with all your mind and with all your soul
应该尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主你的神。
We should only love God.
我们应该单爱我们的主。
God doesn't desire a partnership.
神并不盼望我们与他分享这些爱。
You cannot say you love the world and you also love God.
你不能够又爱世界又爱神。
Or you cannot say I love the thing in the world and also love God.
你不能够又爱世界上的事又爱神。
It's either you love God or you love the things in the world.
你要不然爱神，要不然爱这世上的事。
A lot of times we didn't grow in life. A lot of times when we didn't grow in our life.
很多时候当我们生命还没有长大的时候。
We had a problem with our relationship with God.
我们与神之间的关系是有问题的。
It is because our love toward God is not pure.
很多时候我们向着主的爱是不纯的。
Today, brothers and sisters, we need to come back to God.
弟兄姊妹，我们回到神的面前。
We need to be careful of the lust of the eyes.
我们要非常小心这个眼目的情欲。
We should not desire things more than what God has given us.
我们有的时候就盼望在神给我们以外的事物。
Rather, we should be satisfied with what God has given us.
我们应该满足神所赐给我们的。
Thirdly,
第三
the pride of life.
就是今生的骄傲。
As the lust of the flesh deals with what you do to your body,
那么肉体的情欲是为了你自己身体的满足。
The lust of the eyes, what you deal with craving for other things,
眼目的情欲是你盼望在主以外的人事物。
The pride of life deals with what you want to be.
今生的骄傲乃是说到你自己想成为怎样的一个人。
You know, there are a lot of times we want to be somebody.
很多时候我们想成为一个有名的人物。
Because we want recognition.
我们盼望能够得到称赞。
We want to have power.
我们盼望有权柄。
You know, when you go through history,
我们看历史的时候
，How come there is always conflict among nations?
为什么国与边常常征战
？How come there are world wars?
为什么这些争
？It's because there is a person or a group of people.
总是有个人或者一群的人
，wants to what? To have power over other people.
总是想能够在别人上面能够有权柄。
And yet other group of people wouldn't give in, so there is a fight.
所以那边不肯屈服，所以就产生征战。
And this is not only concerning worldly affairs.
并不是只在世界上有这些事。
Even in the family.
就是在家庭的当中。
Oh, there is always conflict in the family.
好像在家庭里面常常有这样的这样的争执。
Because the husband said, "I am the head."
那么丈夫就说我是头。
You gotta obey me.
你应该听我的。
And the wife said, "No, this is according to the worldly way right now."
那么妻子就说照着世上的现在的大家所公认的。
It's equal rights.
那么我们是平等的权利。
And because of this, there's quarrel among the family members.
所以你就看见说家庭之间就产生这些冲突。
The husband wants to be.
那么他们是盼望自己是什么。
The wife also wants to be.
那么丈夫妻子都想成为
There is a grab of power, therefore this so-called the pride of life.
都在那里抓住权柄，所以就产生这些的难处。
Brothers and sisters, all this temptation.
弟兄姊妹，所有这些试探。
The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life.
这些肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲和今生的骄傲。
Also happened to our Lord Jesus.
同样的，临到我们主的身上。
Hallelujah, He overcame them.
我们赞美主，因为他得胜了。
When he concerned the lust of the flesh.
当说到这肉体的情欲的时候
he was tempted by the devil after 40 days of fasting.
在40天禁食以后这试探人呢就来试探他
The Bible tells us that the Lord is very hungry.
在圣经里告诉我们说我们的主那个时候饿了
So the enemy came in.
所以那仇敌就进前来
To turn these stones into bread.
就是你就把这个石头变成食物吧。
In other words, the enemy is trying to tell the Lord, you know, I know you are the will of the Father.
这个仇敌好像似乎对主说，我知道这里是为了父的旨意。
But to take care of your body.
但是你同样需要来照顾你自己的身体。
But brothers and sisters, the Lord overcome the temptation of the enemy.
弟兄姊妹，我们的主胜过仇敌的试探。
He said, "Man shall not live by bread alone."
他说，经上记着说，人活着不是靠不是单靠食物
，but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God，
乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
In other words, the Lord Jesus said that He realized that bread is essential to a human body。
我们的主告诉我们，食物对人的身体是重要的。
But there is something more important than food。
但是还有比食物更加重要的。
It is the word of God。
乃是神的话。
It is the will of the Father。
乃是父的旨意。
The Lord Jesus always put。God's will in front of His necessary needs.
我们的主总是把父的旨意摆在他个人的需要的前面。
Even though He might suffer from hunger,
虽然他会遭遇到饥饿
，yet the will of the Father always comes first.
但神的旨意总是摆在前面。
Anytime we try to put our needs in front of the will of the Father,
如果我们把自己的需要摆在父的旨意之前
，we fall into what we call the lust of the flesh.
弟兄姊妹，我们就落入这肉体的情欲的试探的里面。
The Lord also overcome the lust of the eyes.
我们的主也同样受到眼目情欲的试探。
The Lord, this enemy brought him to a high mountain.
仇敌把主带到一个高的山上。
Show him all the kingdom and the glory thereof.
把万国和万国的荣华都指给他看。
And he said, "You just bow down to me, I will give you all of this."
你若服拜我，我就把这一切都给你。
But what did the Lord say? Get thee behind me, Satan.
那我们的主怎么说呢？撒旦，退去吧。
For thou shalt worship the Lord your God.
你当拜主你的神。
Only him shalt thou serve.
单要侍奉他。
The Lord Jesus know.
我们的主知道。
That one day the kingdom of Israel will be his.
这世上的国要成为我主基督的国。
But it's not this time.
但不是在这个时候。
But it seems that the enemy tell the Lord.
这里好像仇敌在告诉我们的主
，You don't need to wait for that coming to get to be this kingdom.
你要等到你第二次来的时候再得着万国。
Now let's take a shortcut.
我们可以有个捷径。
At this point, you can have the kingdom of the world.
就在这个时候，你就可以得着这万国。
Just bow down and worship me.
只要你拜我。
But the Lord Jesus is not enticed by the devil.
但是我们的主并没有被仇敌所胜。
For he knows he came here to become the savior of the world.
因为我们的主知道他来乃是要成为世界的救主。
He is not to be the king.
他是要成为王。
He is to be the redeemer.
但是他要首先要成为那个救赎主。
The Lord also overcome what we call the pride of life.
他
The Lord also overcome the pride of life.
他同时也胜过那个今生的骄傲。
The enemy brought him to the pinnacle of the temple.
他把他带在那个带到仇敌把他带到殿顶上。
He said, "You jump."
说你可以跳下去。
And the Bible says, "The angel what will take charge over you."
圣经说神要吩咐他的使者托住你。
In other words, the enemy said, don't do a lot of things.
你仇敌说你不需要做任何。
Just throw yourself down and let us see how the angels take care of you.
你就把自己跳下去然后看看让世人看见天使是怎样来帮助你。
But the Lord knows this is the temptation of the enemy.
我们的主知道这是仇敌的试探。
No matter how good it is.
无论这个目的有多么好。
So, to such an extent, the enemy used the Bible verse.
甚至仇敌用圣经。
From the word, as long as it's from the enemy.
只要是从仇敌来的。
The Lord rejected.
我们的主都拒绝。
For the Lord knows the will of the Father.
因为我们的主知道父的旨意。
Praise the Lord.
赞美神。
At all points, the Lord overcome.
在凡事上，我们的主都得胜了。
So how do we handle this temptation?
弟兄姊妹，我们怎样来面对这些试探呢？
There are five things we need to know.
我们有五件事情是需要了解的。
The principle of sonship.
头一个就是这一个儿子名分的原则。
We need to be the children of God.
我们是神的儿女。
If you are a children of God.
如果你是。
Even though we go through temptation.
即使我们在试探当中
The Lord what? Protects us.
主保护我们
First Corinthians says,
在哥林多前书第十章告诉我们
Even though there is temptation,
纵然有试探
Yet there is a what? But God is faithful, but God is
神是信实的
Who will not suffer you to be tempted above all that you are able?
神绝不叫试探我们所经过的试探是胜过是过于我们所能够经历的
God will with the temptation made a way of escape.
总是要给我们开一条出路
But this is a promise.
这是神的应许
But this promise only to the children of God.
这个应许只是单单给神的儿女
First John chapter 1, First John says,
在这个约翰一书告诉我们
Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world.
在我们里面的比这世界的更大。
So today I want to tell you.
今天我要告诉你。
If there is any person with you that has not been redeemed.
如果今天在这里有任何一个人还没有得着主的救赎。
Do you want to overcome temptation?
你要胜过试探吗
？You need to be the children of God.
你需要成为神的儿女。
That is the foundation.
这是那个根基。
The principle of submission.
第二个就是顺服的原则。
Philippians chapter 6, chapter 2, verse
在这个腓立比二章第八节。
The Lord said, Paul said, let this mind be in you.
让这样的意念在你们里面。
What kind of mind is this?
这是什么样的意念呢?
It is the mind of Christ.
这是基督的意念。
What is the mind of Christ?
基督的意念是什么
The principle of submission.
乃是谦卑顺服的意念。
He said, he, even in the form of God,
他虽然有神的形象
did not thought it robbery to be equal with God
却不与神同等为强夺的
but rather he took the form of a servant
乃是取了奴仆的形象
the likeness of man
成了人的样式
humble himself down
谦卑自己
such to the death of the cross
甚至顺服以至于死
brother and sister
且死在十字架上
our Lord Jesus became a man
我们的主耶稣基督成为一个人
he is subject to the will of God
他顺服神的旨意
he had all the rightNot to be the savior.
他实在是有所有的权柄，他可以不做这个救主。
He had the right to what? Not to take that bitter cup.
他实在有权柄不苦杯。
Yet he knows the will of the Father.
但他知道父的旨。
He said, Father, let this cup, away this bitter cup from me.
他说父啊，求你让这杯离开我。
But not as I will, but as thou wilt.
不要照着我的意思，乃是照着你的意思。
He know it's hard.
他知道这是艰难的。
He know the way of the cross is narrow.
他知道这个十字架道路是窄的
Yet he submit himself even to the death of the cross.
但是他顺服以至于死且死在十字架上
This is the key to overcome the enemy.
弟兄姊妹这是胜过仇敌的关键
Lucifer became Satan because he rebelled
我们知道这个路西佛他之所以成为撒旦乃是因为他悖逆
Today we fell because we rebelled
弟兄姊妹我们今天失败乃是因为我们悖逆
But God has given us a way
弟兄姊妹神给我们一条的道路
You want to overcome the enemy
你想胜过仇敌吗
You need to be subject to the authority of God
你必须要顺服神的权柄
And you need also to be subject to God-given authority
你也要顺服神所赐的权柄
One time I had some problem with my supervisor
有的时候我有一次我老板有了问题
This supervisor is really had some so-called mood swings
这个老板好像就是这个随风倒一样
Sometimes she is so good to you
有的时候他对你很好
Sometimes she is so mean to you
有的时候他对你很不好
After you work so hard, he said, there is some more work for you to do
当你这个已经很难了他说我还有事情要让你做
And after you work so perfectly, he said, it's not yet perfect
他虽然你已经做得很好但他说还是不够好
So I still feel so angry with this person
有的时候我感到非常的愤怒
To such an extent, there is a lot of stress within me
那么知道我甚至我里面有很多的压力
So one day I prayed I said Lord what should I do with this person
有一天我就在主面前祷告我应该怎样对付这个人
The Lord gave me a word
主给我一句话
Obey your master in the Lord for it is right
要顺服这个主人就好像顺服主一样
Yes this is given authority on me
是的这是神权柄
And we need to be subject
人需要来顺服
Yes they might not be perfect
是的他们并不完美
They might still be unfair
他们甚至不公平
But since it is God given authority over you
既然是神所设立的权柄
You just need to submit
你必须顺服
From that day on I submit to this authority
从那天开始我开始顺服这一个权柄
Immediately that stress just get out from me
我的压力立刻就释放了
A lot of times we are in such a sorrowful condition
很多的时候我们在非常痛苦的环境里面
As a Christian we should be joyful but we are in sorrow
我们应该是喜乐的但是我们非常的痛苦
And one of the reasons is because we are not subject
一个很重要的原因就是我们不肯顺服
Today we need to be subject
弟兄姊妹我们需要顺服
Not only subject to the authority of God but also to be subject to the authority God has given us
我们不仅顺服神直接的权柄也顺服神所设立的权柄
A lot of people said I will be subject to God but not to this person
我愿意顺服神但是我绝不顺服神给我的这个权柄
If you cannot subject yourself to this one whom God has set before you and which your eyes can see
如果你不能够顺服神所设立的这个眼睛看得见的权柄
How can you say you are subject to the God which you cannot see
你怎么能够顺服神的那个看不见的权柄
Praise the Lord has set an example for us
我们赞美我们的主主为我们立了一个很好的榜样
He is the Son of God
他是神的儿子
Yet he is subject to the Father
但是他顺服父亲
He is subject to the authority that God has set before him
他顺服父在世上摆设的一切的权柄
Yet on the cross when they nailed him to the cross it's so wrong so unfair so unrighteous
当他被钉十字架的时候 是最不公平是最错误的一件事
Yet our Lord Jesus was subject to him
但是我们的主完全的顺服
And what did the Bible say
圣经说什么
God gave him the name that is above every name
神就赐给他那超乎万名之上的名
That at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord
在主的名面前万妻要跪拜万口人
You want to be a victory over the enemy?
你想胜过仇敌吗
We need to be subject
我们顺服
Number three
第三
The prince is filled with the Holy Spirit
就是被圣灵充满
The time is so short I try to summarize it
时间不多我就稍微总结一下
We need to be filled with the Holy Spirit
我们需要被圣灵充满
In Luke chapter 4 verse 1 says
在路加福音第一章
It says, when the Lord was filled with the Holy Spirit,
我们的主被圣灵充满
the Spirit brought him to be tempted of the devil.
这圣灵带他来到这个旷野受试探。
In other words, you want to have overcome the enemy?
换句话说，你想胜过试探吗？
We need to be filled with the Spirit of God.
我们需要被圣灵充满。
Ephesians chapter 5 says,
在以弗所书第五章告诉我们
Do not be drunk with wine.
不要醉酒
but rather be filled with the Holy Spirit
乃是要被圣灵充满
yes today we are in the position being the children of God
是的今天我们站在神儿女的地位上
we have the right attitude to be subject to God
我们实在需要有一个在神面前顺服的态度
but we need also the power
我们同时需要那个能力
it's like a car without gas to move
如果没有这样一个能力就好像一个车子没有汽油一样
let me tell you about my uncle
我告诉你我一个叔叔的例子。
My uncle, he is a very kind fellow, very generous.
他是一个非常慷慨的人。
He will bring us to the restaurant to eat.
他带我们去餐馆。
And he has a big truck.
他有一个很大的卡车。
Once in a while, he will bring us to parks and play.
他有时候带我们去公园去玩。
But he has a strange habit.
他有一个很奇怪的习惯。
When he go to the gasoline station,
他到这个加油站的时候
he will not fill up his tank.
他不会加满他的汽油。
He will just calculate that amount of gasoline needed to travel from this place to that place.
他只是加那个汽油足够从一个地方到另外一个地方汽油。
But the problem is every time the calculation is wrong.
那么难处是说每一次他的计算都是错的。
One time they brought us to a park.
有一次他带我们去公园。
In the middle, it just stopped.
那么到了半截，那么就停下来了。
There is no problem with the truck.
那么这个车子没有问题。
But there is no gasoline.
但是没有汽油。
So my aunt is always angry.
那么我的这个阿姨就非常。
I don't know for what reason he will do that.
他我不知道他为什么这样做。
But this is a principle. Without gasoline, the truck will not run.
没有汽油，这一个车子就动不了。
Today, without the Holy Spirit, we cannot overcome.
弟兄姊妹，没有圣灵，今天我们就没有办法得胜。
Why are we here coming to the meeting?
为什么我们今天来到聚会？
Why do the brothers and sisters encourage us to have fellowship with God?
为什么弟兄姊妹常常鼓励我们和神有交通？
Why do we need to read the Word of God?
为什么我们要读圣经？
For one purpose.
只为了一个目的。
That we might be filled with Him.
乃是被主所充满。
When we are filled with Him,
当我们被主充满
，then we can overcome the enemy.
我们可以胜过仇敌。
This is a so-called the divine gasoline.
这就是神圣的汽油。
Secondly, we need the principle.The principle of being filled with the Word of God.
我们要被主的话所充满。
Inside we need the Holy Spirit.
我们里面需要有圣灵。
Outside we need the Word of God.
外面我们需要主的话。
We will never get away from the Word of God.
我们不能够丢弃神的话。
If we read the book of Ephesians.
如果我们读以弗所书。
Especially concerning the whole armor of.
特别是说到神那全副的军装。
Every piece of this armor are defensive.
所有的这些的兵器都是防御性的。
But there is one weapon is offensive. It is the sword of the Spirit.
只有一个兵器是攻击性的，乃是这个圣灵的宝剑。
This is a sword which is the word of God.
就是神的话。
We need the word of God to overcome the enemy.
我们需要神的话胜过仇敌。
And the Lord has shown us clearly in this in chapter 4 of Matthew.
在马太第四章，主就特别清楚地告诉我们。
Lastly,
最后
the principle of satisfaction.
就是。满足的原则。
Our Lord Jesus is satisfied.
我们的主满足。
He is satisfied with God has put him in.
他满足神给他安排的一切环境。
That's why when people try to make him king.
好像就是在后来人要让他做王的时候。
Remember that one time after they feed the 5,000?
你还记得吗？有一次我们的主喂饱了五千人。
The people are so excited. Let us make him king.
那么人都非常的这个兴奋，说让主来做王。
It's a great temptation.
这是一个很大的试探。
But what did the Lord Jesus do?
我们的主做什么呢？
He went away.
他就走。
To the mountain and prayed.
他退到山上祷告。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
we need to be satisfied in what position God has put.
我们需要满足于神量给我们的那个位置。
A person that is satisfied is a happy Christian.
一个满足的人乃是一个喜乐的基督徒。
A lot of times we are not satisfied, we are not happy because in us we always long for something else.
我们里面没有我有时候我们没有喜乐，乃是因为我们里面还在主以外量给我们的还有另外的所寻求。
We long for other things other than God himself.
我们在主以外有所寻求。
Today we should know only one thing.
弟兄姊妹，我们只知道一件事。
As a Christian, God is our satisfaction.
神是我们的满足。
Everything in this world one day will pass away.
所有这世上的事物都会过去。
All the things in the world will lose color.
有一天这世上的事物都会改变颜色。
Only God can satisfy our inmost emptiness.
只有神能够满足我们里面最深处的那个空虚。
May the Lord really have mercy on us.
愿神怜悯我们。
Causing us to see what the Lord present to us in Matthew chapter 4.
我们盼望能够明白马太第四章主所告诉我们的。
He is that example.
他是那个榜样。
He teaches us how to have temptation.
他告诉我们怎样面对。
May we follow him.
我们都来跟随他。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, this morning as we come to your word, we rejoice.
当我们来到你话语面前的时候，我们心里欢喜。
Because your word is spirit and life.
因为你的话就是灵，就是生命。
You show us the way how we can overcome temptation.
你告诉我们如何的来胜过试探。
Today we trust you.
今天我们来信靠你。
We want to be filled with you.
我们愿意被你充满。
Or we want to be satisfied with you only.
我们只愿意被你，我们愿意只以你为我们的满足。
So this morning we just want to say to you, only in you we are satisfied.
今天早晨我们向你说，主啊，在你里面我们得到了完全的满足。
Oh, just commit these words into your hand.
我们把这些话交在你恩典的手中。
May you continue to enlighten us.
让你继续的来光照我们。
In Jesus' name we pray.
靠主耶稣基督的名。